This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Good evening. Welcome in. It's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. We are Boston Sports Original. Along with Boston, we are broadcasting live in Portland and Saco, Upper Valley, Keene, Brattleboro, Springfield, Worcester, Providence, Cape Cod, and the Islands. If you're not in any of those places, of course, you can stream WEEI and the Christian Arcan Show anytime on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps as well. Tough one today. Tough one today for the Red Sox out in that we keep wanting to say Oakland, but out in Sacramento, although you can't call them the Sacramento A's because that's technically not their name. Aroldis Chapman, for the first time since July, human out there. And that was jarring. That was jarring to see. To see him give up a hit is jarring, let alone two in one inning leading to an earned run. Like, that's just not what he does. This man has had two full months of the year where he had an ERA of zero. Okay, so anytime he gives up a run, it's like, whoa, how'd that happen? It's like Mariano Rivera type stuff. Peyton Tolley, I did not think had a great game. I thought the way they were using him, I was expecting it to be another one of those type, all right, well, here's Tolley for two, and then we're going to bring in Harrison, and he's going to pitch for a while. He didn't pitch till much later in the game. Justin Slayton knocked around. Steven Matz knocked around a little bit. Not a great day for the pitching staff. Certainly not one to write home about. Although there were some pluses, like I thought Harrison in the three innings he pitched was very effective. I thought Wilson was very good in that inning. He struck out the side. And at the plate, you know, you had Story continuing his hot hitting. Ref Snyder with a big clutch double there in the ninth inning to tie the game. But unfortunately, and I hate to pick on the guy, but David Hamilton with a killer play there in that ninth, getting thrown out after getting on base. And then with the Ref Snyder double, that would have given you the lead. Now, in all fairness, then A's would have tied it up, assuming that this timeline went the exact same way, which is a dangerous game to play. But in the event that we're sort of talking about other ways this could have gone, Chapman not having his best stuff, all of that, who knows how this thing would have ended. But that was tough there at the end. For Hamilton, I would have thought that he could get a big jump on that guy. That guy had a big leg kick, that Oakland reliever. So I was a little surprised that he wasn't able to take the base. He was not. Red Sox end up going down here in regulation, too. Didn't get to extra innings. I thought it might, But no, and listen, for Chapman to have a clean, you know, if he comes out there as a runner on second base, he gives up a single, that can happen. It was a clean inning for him, which is even more. And by clean inning, I mean he got to start with no one on base. And it's just so rare to see him go out there and not be able to close the door, or at the very least, he had no door to close tonight because it was a tie game. But at the very least, keep things going and pass it on to the next pitcher. And I'm not exactly sure what they do after that. Red Sox went through a lot of arms in this game. They went through Weiser, Wilson, Slayton, Mats, Harrison, and then Chapman. So, you know, there's other guys available, I'm sure. But you're going pretty heavy there. You have a day off tomorrow. And then, of course, it's the Yankees at Fenway starting on Friday, which is going to be a huge, huge series. I would have loved for the Red Sox to sweep here. Oh, that would have been great to have that kind of momentum going into the Yankee series, or at the very least to still be on the winning edge here and be doing that. The Yankees and the Tigers get going in about 10 minutes here out in Yankee Stadium. The Blue Jays and the Astros getting ready in about 15 minutes. So those games have still yet to be played. Hopefully both the Yankees and the Blue Jays lose and you don't lose out too much ground. I want the Yankees to be within striking distance for this series. I want you to be able to pass them. And I don't think that the AL East is something they should be looking at like it's out of the picture. Like, this is absolutely something that's attainable here. Blue Jays lately, I mean, listen, I know that they're the best team in the American League East right now, okay? The numbers don't lie. And I understand how they got there. But I still don't really believe in that team. I'm sorry, I just don't. They haven't been killing it lately. I think the last 10 games, they're about 500. Yankees, I mean, even the Red Sox, you know, not anybody's really killing it right now in that division. But that's not really the point. The point is, can you keep up? Can you have timely wins? When the Red Sox, when the Yankees and the Blue Jays were playing each other, the Red Sox dropped 2 out of 3 to Arizona. And that was a brutal time for that to happen. It really was. That was a great opportunity for the Red Sox, and they kind of let it slip through their hands. It doesn't mean that they're not going to get an opportunity like that again. Sure, they will. Still a lot of time left, and it's a very close race. But this would have been a nice one here tonight, and they had every opportunity to do it. Red Sox 2-for-16 tonight with runners in scoring position. Brutal. Brutal. Whenever that Red Sox offense rears its head, and it's not like they got shut out here. You know, you didn't exactly go up against some great pitching. Mason Barnett making, what, his second or third start here, called up in August. Sean Newcomb, who was on the Red Sox, they cut him. You know, it's not like you were going up against some real strong pitching here with this A's team, and you had been hitting them the previous two games. Much better guys than you saw going tonight, although maybe not yesterday. But still, I mean, that to me is indicative of a offense that hopefully didn't get all their runs out in the first two games. You know, you worry about that sometimes. Okay, they're really seeing the ball well. They're really swinging. They're really doing it here. And then in a game like this, they strand runners left and right. 16 opportunities with runners in scoring position. And they only can connect twice. That is not good. And that is representative of a team that maybe overlooked this game a little bit, was looking ahead to the Yankees. I don't know. It could have just been a bad day. Those happen sometimes too. But with this Red Sox offense, those first two games against the A's, they really had me feeling optimistic. Okay, the bats are back. We needed this. We needed this team to show us that their offense is capable of pulling themselves out of this rut that they're in. Because even though they have been winning games, we know how they've been winning the games. We've been talking about this for about a month and a half. They've been winning games because of their starting pitching. And their starting pitching has carried them. In this instance tonight, Tolley, because he's not on 6 days rest, can only go 2 innings. And he didn't look great. You know, he gave up a couple of bombs there, one in each inning. And, you know, I mean, listen, this is an A's team that hits a ton of home runs. And they hadn't really been doing that in these first two games. So I was just waiting for them to unload a little bit. I thought that, you know, 3 straight lefties, it's a team that hits lefties pretty well. They have a bunch of big boppers there in the top of their order. And both Crochet and the kid Early both shut them down, like really shut them down. So I was expecting there to be maybe a little bit of pop from this Oakland team today. It's Oakland, I keep doing that. From this A's team today. But I also thought that the Red Sox offense would continue to mash. And they had every opportunity to do that. And it seemed like they were right on the cusp of doing it in like 3 or 4 different innings. And they just, sometimes it happens like that. Sometimes it does. And if it wasn't so common with this team, I wouldn't be pointing it out so directly. But it is something that you see with this team quite a bit. And that's starting to get a little old. All right, you know, Tolley didn't pitch great. Slayton certainly didn't pitch great. You still had plenty of opportunities to win this game. You still had plenty of opportunities to put up crooked numbers. You were in control of the game for most of the time. You were out hitting that. I forget exactly what the number was. Yeah. Well, no, I guess you didn't out hit them. They had 11 hits to your 9, but still, you were getting guys on base and you were threatening over and over again. The A's left a lot of guys on base, too, just to be fair. They were 2 for 13 with runners in scoring position. So it's not like they did anything great. They left 10 on, you left 8 on. 2 for 16, though, is still an ugly number. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We'll get to your phone calls here. Reacting to a Red Sox 5-4 loss to the A's as they fail to complete the sweep in their final West Coast series here of this season. Red Sox will now have a day off tomorrow, and then they'll head back to Fenway to take on the Yankees in what is going to be one of the bigger, most important series of this entire season here. Everything now under the microscope as we get into the month of September, into the middle of this month of September, and getting back to the division opponents who you have to, if you really have your sights set, on the top of the AL East or the top of the wild card or just, you know, not backing into the playoffs like you did in 2021, then this Yankee series is a huge one, a huge one. I'm glad they won this series. I would have liked to see a sweep. Don't love the fact that Chapman kind of came unraveled here. You know, a guy pitching that well, you hate to see him suddenly have a nick in the armor at this point in the year. That's not when you want to see it. But I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt because he has been incredible this year. Absolutely incredible. Everybody's human to some extent, and I'm not going to overreact to that. I will say, though, that the offense and seeing them struggle like this, I know that they've owned the Yankees all year. The Red Sox have dominated the Yankees this year. I know they have. And I expect that to continue. But I also need to see this offense start being more consistent. I think we'd all like to see that. And David Hamilton needs to get a better jump, all right, in that ninth inning. Just come on. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We'll get to your phone calls here right after
this. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
617-779-7937 is the phone number. Red Sox lose to the A's by a final score of 5-4. We're reacting to that here on WEEI. It's the Christian Arcan Show. We do not have a full show tonight. We are only going tonight until 8 o'clock. And the reason for it is because tonight we are going to be broadcasting a special broadcast called I'm Listening. It's an event featuring some of the biggest names in music, news, and sports and some of the most respected mental health professionals in the country. It's to spread awareness about mental health and the message that talks about saving lives. It'll be hosted by Carson Daly, Katie Neal, and several other people, along with our very own Kennedy, who's going to be hosting the first hour. And then from 8 to 9, you'll be hearing Carson Daly. It is, especially with today, and I'm not talking about the Red Sox game right now, but with what happened today, I don't know anything about that guy, really. I don't. I don't know much about him at all, but that was horrific what happened today. And I know that people from all different sides of the political spectrum are disturbed by what they saw. So that's going to be happening at 8 o'clock tonight, and that's why it's a short show. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. The A's take down the Red Sox by a final score of 5-4. Let's go to the phones here and talk to Rick in Salem. Hey, Rick.
Hey, brother, what's going on? Hey, although we could use Anthony and Abreu's bat, but that's not what I called for. Bregman's been a disappointment to me. I don't care for the money they're paying this guy. In the few months he was out with the injury, he had that little hot spurt that he had. I don't care what anybody says, and I don't care what he brings in the clubhouse, because I think Story brings just as much as him in the clubhouse, and he's done a hell of a lot better job than Bregman hitting the ball. Okay, Bregman's been a disappointment. And for $40 million a year, brother, I'm going to be totally honest with you. If this is the version of Bregman I have to see, I hope he opts out. I don't want him back.
Well, Rick, you're going to get your wish, I think. Thanks for the call. I think you are going to get your wish on that one, because I think he's definitely opting out. We've heard reports on that from Passan and from other people. I think it's just, you know, this seems like very clearly what's going to happen and how this is going to get resolved. Alex Bregman, at certain points this year, was the MVP of the team, I would say. Certainly in the month of April, when he had a .350 batting average and an OPS in the thousands. He was very good in July, although not getting on base quite as much. He was, still getting his slugging way up to .542. Started to fall off in August, has been not good in September. I would like them to keep Alex Bregman. I would like them to bring Alex Bregman back. I know that he's not a perfect player by any means, but I think he's a good influence on that team and on those young players, and I think that that's important. This is a full-on youth movement that's going on here, Rick, okay? I mean, and everybody. There are young players taking up very important spots on this team. And I know a lot of them are hurt right now, so maybe this isn't exactly the time to be touting all of this, but I'm talking about next season, right? I mean, we're talking about him opting out, about them trying to re-sign him. I think they like him. I think Houston liked him. But I think the reason why Houston was willing to let him go is because when he's great, he's great. But he doesn't necessarily, I mean, he's an older player, and maybe a full season of that kind of production, those days are behind him. I mean, if you look at the numbers last year, I think that's why Houston was okay with him going into free agency, despite his great standing with that team. I'm sure that wasn't an easy decision, but they made it. And they made it with Correa, too, and then they brought Correa back. But you know what I mean? Like, that's sort of the point. He was a right-handed power bat. He sat in free agency almost the entire year. The Red Sox didn't sign him until the very, very end of free agency. That was, in part, I think, because of Scott Boras and Boras's negotiation tactics. But also because maybe Boras wasn't getting the type of offers he was expecting to get from a guy like Bregman, who's won a bunch of World Series and is a right-handed power bat in a market where that was really a popular thing. And no one met the number until the Red Sox came in over the top with $40 million, like right at the very end of the whole hot stove, right before everybody showed up in Fort Myers. So, like, that to me is indicative of a couple of things. Now, Bregman hit the ground running, obviously, with this team and looked like one of the great signings that the Red Sox have ever made. I don't think anybody still thinks that now, that it was one of the great signings that they've ever made. But I don't think that a lot of people agree with Rick. I think that most people want Bregman back. I do. Because I'm not sure what other guys at that position you can really go out and find that are right-handed power bats, which Bregman still is. And listen, Story's been better than him this year. I agree with that. Story's been better than just about everybody this year. But that doesn't mean that you just give up on Bregman or that you assume that Marcelo Meyer or whoever else, I mean, I don't even know. You go back out in the free agency, find another third baseman. I suppose you could do that. But I like Bregman. I like having him here. I think that, you know, you kind of have to take the good with the bad, and maybe the numbers don't match the production, but this is Major League Baseball, folks. A lot of times that happens. A lot of times you sign a big contract and you only pay for the first couple years of it, and I think you're only going to be getting like 3 or 4 years with Bregman here. I don't think he's going to sign for too much more than that. Maybe he will. It depends on how wacky some team wants to go for him. You know, there's teams out there that still need help at third base, and there's a ton of teams that need right-handed power, including the Red Sox. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's try Matt up in Manchester, New Hampshire. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
So I've been saying it since April or May, whenever he called. David Hamilton's going to be the reason they lose a big, big game. Mm. And part of it was today. He is, all I hear is, oh, his speed is speed. I'm driving right now because I can't look up his numbers, but his stolen base percentage can't be great. I can't remember the last time he actually stole a base. He gets thrown out more than anyone. He's a solid defensive guy, but like he can't get a bunt down. He's awful in situational hitting. Like he should not be swinging 3-1 today. That guy should not have the green light on 3-1. Especially late in the game.
I agree with that, and I also think he shouldn't have been running on 2-0 either. You know, this guy's not throwing very well. If you get a walk, that's just to say, you know, you're going to second base anyway. Let him throw. And he's got, you know, he had that big leg kick. I thought he could have got a better jump, too.
Right, and I know they're banged up, but, like, you can't tell me that, like where's, like, I get Von Grissom rode off and everything, but, like, he's got to be better than David Hamilton, right?
I mean, you'd think so, Matt. You would think so. And Von Grissom has had some good stretches this year down in Worcester. And I only know that because occasionally a Von Grissom defender will call in and talk about him. I haven't been following him that closely, but I've heard people say that. That being said, David Hamilton, listen, he in two of his last three appearances, he's stolen a base. He hasn't been caught stealing since, well, I guess against Baltimore. He had two caught stealings and one stolen base in August. He had four steals with no caught in July. In June, three steals caught twice. May, eight caught once. So he's stolen 20 bags and been caught six times. I don't know what that percentage is, but that seems pretty good. I don't know. As for the rest of what you said, I mean, listen, offensively, yeah, he's had a couple of moments this year. And he actually hit the ball pretty well in August. Like his August, his numbers are pretty good. His OPS was like in the nines. That's, you know, it's not bad. He only had about 26 at bats, but I'll take that from him. And that might have been that stretch, you know, the David Hamilton stretch, and you're not going to see that David Hamilton again until, you know, next year. Like that's entirely possible too. But yeah, I don't know. When it comes to the problems on this team, David Hamilton is not one that really sticks out to me. He's a role player, a utility player. I don't know exactly what you want. I mean, you know, it'd be nice if they could all be Brock Holt, I guess, but that's generally not how it goes. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Do we have Alex Cora? Should we listen to Alex Cora, what he had to say? Alex Cora spoke to the media after this loss tonight, and I believe we have it. Let's go ahead and listen to the skipper, which he hates being called, Alex Cora.
His misses were big. That's something that we have to correct, you know. We got to be closer to the strike zone on our misses, and we'll work on it.
Herodas hadn't given up a hit since July 23rd, and this kind of thing happens, right?
Turn the page, yeah. I mean, it's part of it, and at one point he was going to give it up, and it just happened that it was today.
What did you think of the way Harrison kept you guys in the game there?
Did a good job, good fastball, good command, great tempo. So that was good to see. You know, he was very patient throughout the process. And for him to go out there and give us a chance to win, that was awesome.
Given how the game turned out, how much is Sting not capitalizing more on those early chances?
I mean, whenever you don't score at the end, you know, it's gonna get you somehow, some way, right? And we had our chances, and we didn't catch him.
Characterize the road trip overall?
Good. We're going home now, and we got six games, and let's win series.
And you will see these guys again after the Yankee series, too, so think about
that. Yeah, first things first. Yeah, I mean, they'll be there, but we got New York, and just be ready for Friday.
On the first hit, Chapman gave up, and the streak is finally over. Did you say anything to Ramon or Alex or anybody near you?
No.
Okay, quick there. Quick work from Alex Cora. generally after a loss, I feel like he's a little bit quicker than he is after a win. The wins, he'll talk for 4 or 5 minutes. After a loss, usually keep it to around 90 seconds. That wasn't even 90 seconds. That was barely a minute. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Don't have much to add to that. Aroldis Chapman, again, jarring watching him give up a run, give up a hit even. First time since July, and he's just been so good that you give him the benefit of the doubt. That's an A's team that I think was just itching at some point to break out offensively after getting completely stifled for those first two games by Crochet and by Connelly Early, who I also want to talk about, as I have not had a chance to talk about what we saw from him in that game yesterday. Very impressive. Very impressive. And I've never seen a more... I don't even know exactly how to describe it. Like, I've had friends that were always, you know, sort of just pumped up and, you know, moving around, just nervous energy all the time, just kind of shaking, you know. You know people who tap their foot a lot, you know, or like, yeah, Thomas, you know, you're one of those people. I'm one of those people, too. I got my toes. I'm always, like, flicking my toes. I don't know why I do that. My wife's like, can you stop flicking your toes? I'll do it in bed. Not, like, in bed, but, like, I'll be, you know, lying there, and all of a sudden my toes will start flicking. Like, I bet you Connelly, big-time toe flicker. Big-time toe flicker. He strikes me as that. But it's not just the toe. I mean, he's jumping all around. He's doing jumping jacks. He's doing cartwheels. He's doing backflips. I mean, the guy's unbelievable. Like, I've never seen anybody like that before. And he also looks like he's about 11 years old. So watching him go out there and dominate yesterday, I thought was really cool. Totally dominated in his first start, too. Just want to put that out there as well. It was against a much worse team in the Pittsburgh Pirates than what you saw from early yesterday against an A's team that offensively is dangerous. That is a dangerous, dangerous team. And I thought after Crochet that they would feast on that kid. And instead, he had them off balance, and he was just really making them look bad with that changeup. I thought that changeup was terrific. What a dynamite pitch it is from a young, young kid. Most of the time, you know, kids that age, they have a nasty curveball. They got a, you know, big, heavy fastball. It's rare that you see a 22-year-old who's up there in the majors making his debut, pulling the string on a changeup like that, and just getting some big boppers in the league to completely whiff on it. I thought that was very, very promising. I was into that. And I was thinking back to, like, the last time the Red Sox had two young pitchers like this. And I don't know what they have yet. I really don't. I don't know what they have in Tolley yet. I didn't love what I saw from him today. I do like him. I mean, I think that he's got a lot of potential, and that if treated and handled correctly, that this can be a guy that can be in your rotation for years to come, for sure. Connelly Early, I think you got a taste of that yesterday, for sure. But it's been a while, right? It's like, what do you do here? When's the last time we've seen this? I'm thinking back to, like, John Lester and Clay Buchholz, maybe. You know, the last time two young guys in their early 20s like that were out there and pitching well. Now, if either one of these guys are John Lester or Clay Buchholz, for that matter, I'll be thrilled. And Buchholz didn't end up having a great career, but, you know, he had some very, very good years. And was a big part of this team and a big part of a team that won a championship. So, you know, that's a guy that, whatever you think about him, like, these are pitchers in their 20s. And if they can end up being parts of your rotation for years, number one, number two starters in your rotation, like, that's great. But I need to see a lot more. I was hearing some crazy comparisons over the last 48 hours that I certainly think people need to chill out on a little bit. But if you get anything close to Lester and Buchholz, however long ago that was, what, 2007 or 8? I don't even remember. If you can get something like that, I guess it was after that, then you got something good. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Matt in Connecticut. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
What am I missing with Bregman? Why do people want a guy, look up his stats, like a 240 to 280 hitter for the last 5-6 years. What am I missing here about people caring about him? Like, it's like Scott Cooper and Marty Barrett. Like, what are we doing?
Scott Cooper, Marty Barrett. I liked Marty Barrett. That was a player I had liked rooting for back in the day, back in those 90s, the early, the 80s and 90s Red Sox. Marty Barrett was a guy you could set your watch to, you know? He'd go out there, he'd make a play or two. Old Marty. I like guys named Marty. Maybe it's just that. You don't meet a lot of Martys anymore. You know? You had Marty Barrett. You had Marty McFly. Other than that, you know, not that many Martys.
Marty Walsh, man. Come on.
Marty Walsh.
Sick brag. He's my neighbor on the Cape.
Are you serious?
Yep. He bought the property next to my family's Cape house.
Wow. Wow, Thomas. Huh? I mean, jeez. You got to send that to Brag of the Week for Jones and Keefe, for sure.
Might have to. Speaking of Keefe, he wanted Chapman to give up a run like that before the playoffs started. I don't know if you saw that.
I did see that, and I understand what he meant by it. I understand what he meant by it, and I kind of in some ways agree with it. but I also don't want this to be like the start of Chapman becoming just a normal closer, you know? Because all year long, with Chapman in particular, you want to talk about numbers. Like, I know the caller called in and asked about Alex Bregman and what are we missing with Alex Bregman. And right now, honestly, you're not missing much, okay? Alex Bregman has definitely fallen off here in the second half. I'll pull up his numbers between the All-Star break and before it. But the numbers you just gave me aren't right. He's still hitting 280, okay? And his OPS is still in the 800s. And, yeah, 20-whatever home runs he's on pace for, that's nothing to write home about, for sure. And maybe the power numbers going down is something that I'm looking past because I just don't want to lose the leadership and the reliability. And I do think a guy hitting 280 with an 830 OPS is a reliable source of offensive output from that position, even if he goes into long slumps, which I admittedly he has been, and he's in one right now. Although he did get a couple hits the other day. And I know that because I won my bet, speaking of sick brags. 617-779-7937. But for Chapman, if you look back at his last eight seasons, I'm not kidding, like eight seasons, he has not put together anything like this. Nothing. Nothing even remotely close to what he's been doing here in this 2025 season. And if you go and look at his page and just look at his numbers and look at the walk rate and look at all these other factors, it's almost like it's a different guy. 2016. In 2016, Aroldis Chapman had an ERA of 101. He was with the Yankees and the Cubs. With the Cubs, his ERA was in the ones. Overall ERA was 155 that year. Year before that, 163 in the twos, etc. And then after that, after 2016, things started to not go quite as well for him. 2017 with the Yankees, 322 ERA. 2018, 245, better. He was an all-star that year. 2019, 221, pretty good. 2020, ERA in the threes. 2021, ERA of 336. 2022, ERA in the fours. Then in 23, he was with the Royals, got traded to the Rangers, ERA in the threes. Last year with Pittsburgh, ERA 380. And if you look at the walk rates over the course of those years, it was in the sixes, touching seven, 5.6, 6.1, 5.7 last year. This year it's 2.3. All right? That was a big, big concern with Chapman. Can this guy find the plate anymore? We know he can still throw really hard. We know he's still in great shape. We know he's still this big hulking guy. But can he still strike people out? Can he still get it in the strike zone without leaving it, you know, in a hittable place? And Chapman this year said that, you know, I finally learned how to pitch this year, which I don't really believe that. I don't know exactly what the driving force behind this renaissance for Aroldis Chapman is, and I don't particularly care, you know, unless it's something like bad, but I don't think it is. You know, whatever it is, he finally learned how to pitch at age, what is he, 37, 38? Okay, I guess that's possible. But I think it's more likely that he's in a situation right now, in a team right now, unlike the Pittsburgh Pirates, you know, unlike the Royals, the Rangers. I mean, that was a team that was in the World Series. Was he there in the year they won? Maybe he was. Either way, you know, you sort of look at it and you think about it and it's like, yeah, whatever the case is, even if he has a bad rest of the month, his numbers are so good from the earlier parts of the year that even if he goes out there and bombs it for the next 3 weeks of the season, his numbers are still going to be some of the best he's had in his career. Like, that's how well cemented the season is for him right now. And I was not expecting that. I don't think anybody was. I don't think anybody, even the Chapman fans, even people who were big fans of the signing, and at the time, there were not a lot of them. I wasn't one of them. I didn't like it. I wanted them to keep Cam Boozer. Which, in retrospect, yikes. But, you know, that was my thinking at the time. I didn't, you know, Chapman, he was not a guy that was even on my radar. And Breslow rushed out to get him. Rushed out to get him. And he showed us, boy. Breslow showed us. Chapman showed us. They all showed us. Because he has been the real deal and more. And there is no getting around that. A tough one tonight, sure. But Chapman, you know, giving up a run for the first time since July 23rd is tolerable. You know, it's not tolerable going 2-for-16 with runners in scoring position with the offense. And, you know, I'm not going to say that Peyton Tolley's start was not tolerable either, but it wasn't great. And after a really, really nice debut, he is taking a bit of a step back here, even in this limited role that he had tonight. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We will continue with your phone calls here in just a moment as we continue to react to the Red Sox. Also, got some Patriots things I want to talk about. Some news today about Christian Gonzalez. Mike Vrabel had a lot to say. And, of course, the Dolphins. Also, some Bill Belichick-related media that was out today that left me scratching my head. We also will have an Arcan fire at 7:45. So looking forward to that. First, here's Thomas. We'll get you caught up on what's trending. We'll get back to your phone calls and talk a little football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
As well. It's Mike Vrabel from today. We'll get to your Red Sox calls as well here, but I just wanted to touch on this quickly. No Christian Gonzalez today either. The Patriots just waived DJ James, who seemed like he was, I don't know, competing in camp at least. Seemed like the coaches liked him, seemed like he was making plays. He gets waived, and I, along with many other people, assumed that he was getting waived because they were going to put Gonzalez back on the active roster, and that he wouldn't be on IL anymore this week. Well, he's not out there today. And if you're not out there practicing on Wednesday, then odds are you're not going to be out there on Sunday. It's not 100%, but you're not talking about, you know what I mean? Like, if it was something less serious than a hamstring injury, then maybe you just keep him out because, you know, you don't want it to flare back up. But, yeah, he's good to go. You're being overly cautious. Doesn't seem like that's the case here. If that was the case, you'd have him out there doing something. But he wasn't out there at all. So if he's not out there at all, and the Patriots waived DJ James from the 53-man roster, then what exactly are we doing here? You know, what was the point of all that? Yesterday, the idea was, well, if Gonzalez is nearing his return, then it makes sense to move on from James. And Fitzy made a very good point yesterday, which was, why does it have to be James? That's a guy who's been doing well, who Vrabel seemed to like, who seemed to be fitting in well with this defense, a good scheme fit. Isn't it really all about the scheme fits? Even if Gonzalez is ready to come back, is there anybody else worth cutting? You know, is there anybody else that you could waive other than this potentially productive young defensive back? And now Gonzalez may not be back at all. So it makes it all the more curious. And I got to say that some of the roster handling this year, and I know we're very, very early on in the process, but that's all we really have. You know, roster moves, cut down day, guys getting waived, guys getting signed, guys going on IL, guys getting off IL, you know, all that stuff. So far, it's been a little sloppy. You know, play on the field's been a little sloppy. Front office work's been a little sloppy. It's been a sloppy week one. And a bit of a sloppy preseason, too, I think. Just in terms of the way all this was orchestrated and handled and done. Which isn't to say that they had a bad offseason. I don't think that. But there were some sloppy aspects to it, for sure. And if you need any further evidence of that, just ask about, you know, Jabril Peppers and some of these other guys who made the team but then didn't make the team and then were gone after that. You know, it's just, it's all very sort of, it's all very sort of, you know, slapstick, I guess. Just something to keep an eye on there. And I do have some other thoughts here on this upcoming game with the Miami Dolphins. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. First, let's go to your phone calls here. We'll go to Rich out in Western Massachusetts with a thought on the Red Sox. Hi, Rich.
Yes, I know it's probably 50-50. Some people want Bregman to stay. Some of them want him to go. But to me, it comes down to his AAV. He's the third highest position player in the MLB right now at $40 million. Mm-hmm. He hasn't paid the same amount as Aaron Judge. I mean, I wouldn't mind keeping him for a lot less money, but if he wants $40 million, he's definitely not carrying his weight. Not nearly as close to Juan Soto or Aaron Judge getting paid that kind of money.
Yeah, Rich, I agree with you there, and I don't think that his next deal is going to be upwards of $40 million per year on the AAV. If it's with the Red Sox or whoever it's with, I just don't think that that's what he's going to get. I think he got it for this 1 year because no one else was offering him what he wanted for a multi-year deal, so he took it for the 1 year. And no one else was going up to 40 for like 5 years. You know, it was, I forget exactly what the offers were. He had offers from the Tigers. I forget who else. But there were other offers out there kicking around. And they weren't 40 million. I mean, it was, I think, maybe in the 30s, low 30s, around there. Can you double check that with the other offers for Bregman were in the offseason? Because now I want to make sure I'm getting this right. But I know the Red Sox blew everybody else out of the water. I just don't remember exactly where the other ones were. So I would think that if you're going multi-years with now another year older Bregman, who was good here in Boston, it's not like he has had a bad year or anything, but certainly not a $40 million year. I agree with you there. But I don't think that was ever really in the cards for what was going to happen if he opted out. If he opted out, which it seems like he's going to, which, by the way, is another sort of lesson I think Red Sox fans need to learn. You may like Alex Bregman. You may be into the whole Alex Bregman experience, and you think he's a good leader, and you think that he's a good influence on these kids and that he fits in well in Boston and all of that, but he's a capitalist just like everybody else, and he, you know what I mean? He has Scott Boras as an agent, and while, yeah, he seems to check all the boxes of, like, the type of player that you want and a guy that's going to buy into the system and be a, you know, team guy and all that, he'll go and play somewhere else if the offer's right. For the dollar, he'll go and play in another market. He doesn't care about Boston and the Red Sox like that. I don't think he does. He has much closer ties to Houston. I look at him more as, like, a Johnny Damon type. You know, like, Johnny Damon didn't start with the Red Sox. People claimed him here. But he was on two teams before he was on the Red Sox. He was on the A's and the Royals. And then he got to the Red Sox. And then he went to the Yankees. But that's neither here nor there. Eventually, you know, wherever you came from first, you get ingratiated here if you win enough. And if this Red Sox team wins a World Series and Alex Bregman's a big part of it, then, yeah, I'd spend what you need to spend in order to bring him back. What were the other offers, Tom?
So the Tigers offered 6 years, 171, which is 28 AAV.
Okay.
Astros, 6 years, 156, which I think is like 25 AAV. Mm-hmm. And then the Cubs offered 4 years and 120, which is
30.
Okay.
So no one was going near 40. Only one of them crossed the 30 threshold. And that's why Boras, I think, kept him on the sidelines until the very, very end of free agency, which was risky, I think. You know, those aren't bad offers for a guy his age. And Boras was like, nope, we're holding out. And it ended up working out great for him. He got $40 million. He got a chance to sort of showcase himself at Fenway Park, which admittedly he's fallen off a bit since the All-Star break, but has put up good numbers this year. It's not like he's really hurt his stock, I don't think. Although based on some of the calls tonight, maybe he has. Some of these Red Sox fans calling in, maybe the stock is going down faster than I think. I don't want to consider next year a year that you can just float on by without Alex Bregman. You know, I don't want to imagine that. Even if Meyer is healthy and ready to go, beyond that, you're back out in the free agent market. You're back out in the trade market. Not really sure how I feel about Breslow in the trade market, even in the offseason. I know he brought in Crochet, but I don't know. There's been more bad than good in terms of trades with him. Free agent market in the offseason, I think he did well. I mean, you know, Buehler wasn't much, but Chapman was great, and I think Bregman's been a very good signing. He's not had a good month. He didn't have a good second half of the last month. In fact, since the All-Star break, he's been, not very good. And since the middle of August until about now, he's been one of the worst hitters in the league, which again, you can't really have that if you're making $40 million. I agree with you there. I'm not going to make excuses for the guy all night here. He has to be better than this, but there's still plenty of time for a guy like him to make his mark on this season beyond what he's already done. And what I mean by that is you got 3 weeks left here in the regular season. You got the playoffs coming up. Alex Bregman's been known to do some magic in the postseason. And I'm going to reserve judgment on what kind of season this has been until I see him either succeed or fail in those type of instances. Because that's what it's really all about. That's what the $40 million's for, I feel like. You know, the $40 million's not to hit 280 and hit 16 home runs. The $40 million is, can you help power this team through the playoffs and potentially all the way? And if the answer is yes, then that value speaks for itself. Absolutely it does. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. The Red Sox and Yankees will start their series on Friday. It's one of those Apple TV games, which is cool because you can put the radio broadcast on. Love that. Love that. And I saw that Aaron Judge is on the Yankees' all-time home run list, getting close to DiMaggio, which I was kind of surprised to see. I was like, whoa, you're getting up there with DiMaggio? Aaron Judge right now is 359 home runs. DiMaggio hit 361. And then there's Gehrig, Mantle, and Ruth, and you're not getting there. I mean, I don't think Judge is getting there anytime soon. But he's about to pass DiMaggio, and I thought that was so crazy. Because the Yankees won so much and had so many sluggers all throughout their dynasty years, and not really any of them show up on this list. Now, this is just, there's A-Rod's on it, obviously, but Judge passed A-Rod a while ago. Bernie Williams and Posada and Jeter, but they're way down there. Jeter, 260 career home runs, Posada, 275, Bernie Williams, 287, and then up to A-Rod, 351. It's crazy that the Yankees won so much. And that throughout all of that, all of their homegrown players, none of them were really sluggers. You know, they just weren't. They imported the sluggers. Now, they had a great base of Jeter and Williams and Posada and all these, you know, the homegrown players, Rivera, except Pettit, all these guys. You know, they had a lot of great homegrown players for sure. But in terms of like the Bronx Bombers, who was really hitting those home runs back then? It was Giambi, it was Sheffield, it was A-Rod, and A-Rod's on the list. So, I mean, I guess it doesn't really count like that. But you know what I mean? It was so many hired guns. And if you think about it, that's kind of what revolutionized this whole Red Sox-Yankee rivalry into the 2000s was the fact that the Yankees were spending just so ridiculously with Steinbrenner. Buying up Mondesi and Giambi and all these guys, just bringing them all in. Offering way more than anybody else to the point where the Red Sox finally said, to hell with it. We're going to start spending too, and we're going to get Manny Ramirez, and we're going to get Curt Schilling. We're going to do all these things, and we're going to start matching with you here. But all through those years, you know, they're homegrown guys. They're guys who were, you know, career Yankees for the most part. Judge passed all of them. I mean, really, just shot right past them. And this was the steroid era, you know? Like, it was home run city back then. And Judge just passed all those guys from the steroid era? That's wild. I mean, that's honestly wild. Because the steroid era was just otherworldly when it came to home runs, especially at Yankee Stadium. you know, you'd break your bat on a pop-up and hit a home run at Yankee Stadium in the steroid era. Like, that type of thing. That was very common back then. And Judge passed all those steroid era guys? That's crazy. Oh, it's crazy. And now he's up there in the rarest of air. You know, it doesn't get more rare than Ruth, Mantle, and Gehrig and DiMaggio. So, you know, that could be something that happens in Fenway. He could hit two tonight and tie DiMaggio tonight, I guess. But that very well could be something that happens this weekend at Fenway Park. And wouldn't that be interesting to break into that list right there? 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We got a couple of calls here. We'll get through them before we get to the Arcan Fire. Allison's in Cambridge. Allison, hello.
Hello there. Hi, Christian Arcand. I have a Red Sox thing to say,
okay.
But I don't want you to cut me off because I also have a your favorite movie thing, which I love too, and okay. I have to comment on it because I haven't commented on that yet.
Sure.
Okay. Of the Red Sox homegrown talent, both John Lester and Xander wanted to be here. And if we had dealt with them properly, we dealt with both of them badly, the teams would have been so much better for each of that period of time. And it's just ridiculous. Both of those players, homegrown, wanted to be here, would have not taken, were not looking for the most money, and blah. Okay. And then the movie thing is, you had said a little bit ago that They Live is like your favorite movie. I love They Live. My husband might just, that is one of the best movies in the world.
It is. It really is. Allison, I feel very close to you right now. Thanks for the call, and thanks for checking in. They Live, if you haven't seen it, starring Rowdy Roddy Piper with the glasses and the aliens, and I don't want to give away too much more than that. It is a tremendous, tremendous movie. One of my all-time favorites. And it's not on TV very often. It's not one of those movies that's going to be like on TNT. You'd be like, oh, They Live's on. You know, like it's not. You have to like seek it out if you really want to see it. But it's great. I highly recommend it. Mike is in Buffalo. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Mike?
You know, the Red Sox, you know, I don't know if I don't hear anybody talking about it. Their two best hitters are out. Anthony and whatchamacallit just went out a couple of days ago, didn't he? Oh, come on, help me.
Trevor Story's there, hitter. If that's what you're talking about. I mean, Trevor Story's still.
No, this guy's out. He came limping out of the game. Oh, for crying out
loud.
Oh,
Rob Refsnyder? No, he hit tonight.
No.
Romy
no.
Gonzalez.
Romy Gonzalez.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, that's two. That's their two best hitters they're playing without. And so anyway,
Mike, I don't know if I'd call Romy Gonzalez one of their best hitters. He's been one of their best hitters lately, for sure. Absolutely. They said his knee locked up on him yesterday. He's sitting out today. They said he's going to be back by the 12th. That he'll play in the Yankee series. So I wouldn't say he's out. Roman Anthony out. Okay, you're right about that. But Gonzalez just basically missed today. He should be back for Friday. All right, real quick, this is Red Sox Review. You deserve a car that thrills you. Nissan's got an exciting full line that will put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. We're back to the goosebumps, huh? All right, we only have a few minutes left, so we're going to do a quick Arcan fire right after this.
All right, Arcan, quick Arcan fire. Before
I know, we only got like
here.
5 minutes here, so let's go quick.
Was baseball better when players were juicing?
Yes. Oh, God, yes. Of course it was.
I never got to watch it.
It was much more marketable. The players were more marketable. They had much more personality. It was because of the roid rage there, probably. Chicks were digging the long ball. The game moved faster, which has been addressed now that the pitch clock's back in. There was that as well. But, yeah, I mean, it was definitely better. I think it was way, way better. And people were much more into it. It was much more of a talking point at the dinner table. You know, you had household names all throughout. And this was before you had the Major League package and, you know, the MLB, all these MLB.com ways to see out-of-town teams. People cared more about baseball back then when you could really only see your own team. And that was, I think, largely in part to the steroids. Yeah, absolutely.
You're known by a lot of names here at EEIR Can. The Keeper of the Dongs, the Reverend,
yeah.
The guy who knows every single bar in Boston. But one thing people might not remember about you is you give sneaky good relationship advice, Arcan. So I ask you, what is the best first date idea?
For you?
Just in general.
In general. Well, that's hard because you have to sort of tailor it to the people you're talking about. I've always thought that when it comes to first dates, and today, I mean, like a first date now, is just sort of, okay, we both swiped right, and so let's talk, and then after we talk, we'll meet in public somewhere, and then after we meet in public, then maybe we can have the first date. That's generally how it goes, right? I'm not that far removed from it. I sort of remember the dating scene. It was sort of that. That was kind of how it worked. So it's all this stuff just to even get to the first date. So you really have to figure out who you're dealing with and what they're into and what they might like and sort of all that stuff. I think it's tough to do really anything other than, like, drink somewhere or coffee, if you're into coffee or whatever it is. You can't go to a movie. You can't go to a concert. You can't really go to a show. You can't do any of those things. Those don't really work for first dates. I've never thought that. I've also, when it comes to, like, going out to eat, that's really risky. Going out to eat on a first date, you never know what kind of food they're into. You never know what kind of eater they are. If they're a bad eater, if you're a bad eater and you don't know it, like, that can be tough. Took me years to figure out what a disgusting, sloppy eater I was, even though my mother used to tell me every single night at the dinner table. You know, it took a while for that to sort of sink in. I would say, what's a good place to take someone? If you're going for dinner, I would recommend, my favorite place to go on a date is Terramia in the North End. It's really small, but the food's great. Great atmosphere. My favorite spot down there for a date night. And yeah, I mean, that's basically it. I'm so far removed from that type of thing. If you want to give me some specifics on who the date's with, if you have a first date coming up and you want to tell me about, you know, who it is and all that, I can maybe help you there. But in general, I think you kind of have to, it's a case-by-case basis, you know?
I do not have a first date. I just figured it was a very open-ended question that you'd have a lot of fun with. I'm a big mini golf guy on the first date. Like, activity.
Mini, that's a good one.
I think an activity is better than a dinner. Dinner for me is always, like, super stressful because I eat like a 5-year-old. So unless they have chicken nuggets, I'm not going to be happy there. And that's also just embarrassing on a first date to order chicken nuggets as a 22-year-old.
Well, yeah.
Man. So I avoid that.
Don't call them nuggets. Call them tenders or something.
You gotta give into the bit. Dino nuggets,
order off
fries.
The kids meal.
I probably ordered off the kids meal till I was 18 years old. And it was cheaper. At family weddings, I always say, get me a kids meal. I'll save you $20.
There
it's
you
cheaper.
Go. All right.
It's time to go behind the glass for The Producer's Point on the Christian Arcan Show. Here's Thomas Crisafulli.
So real quick before we get out of here, Arcan, I just want to tell everybody to be patient and cool the jets with Drake May a little bit. He has played 30 college games, 15 professional NFL games.
Mm-hmm.
To decide whether or not he's the guy at this stage in his career is so premature, in my opinion. And you listen to any analyst or anybody that doesn't need to, you know, any analyst who has experience, Brian Hoyer, Ty Law on this very station, told you to be patient. Let's relax with Drake May. Let's let him develop. He came out of the situation last year with the worst situation out of any quarterback who was drafted. Let's give the kid some time to see if he can develop. He has very raw mechanics. He has very raw talent. But let's see if he's coachable. I believe he's coachable. If Alex Van Pelt can kind of develop him, I think we have something here in this kid, Drake May. So let's cool our jets with the, is the Drake May the guy? Give the kid time to develop. Teams that don't do that, the Jets, the Browns, the Panthers, are these historically bad franchises who never let their kids develop.
All right, there you go. That is the producer's point here at the end of the Arcan Fire. We are just about out of time and want to let everybody know the reason why we're stopping early is because I'm Listening is going to be taking over. Our own Kennedy is going to be hosting the first hour. 8 to 9 will be national, and it's Kennedy from Mix 104.1, I should say. And it is spreading awareness about mental health and a message that talk saves lives. Carson Daly, Katie Neal, etc. You're not alone. It's okay to not be okay. And for more information, visit imlistening.org. That's coming up next. I'm Christian Arcan. I'm back tomorrow at 6. Talk to you then here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Good night now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.